Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of One Lavender Ribbon by Heather Birch, performed by Emily Sutton Smith. Dedication. Dear John, I'm a writer. Words are my lifeblood, and yet I find all of them inadequate to tell you how much I appreciate, need, and love you. If what I'm doing is good, then you made it good. If my words reach beyond the paper veil and into someone's heart, it's because you've reached into mine. And if I live 1,000 years, I still won't find words suitable for how I feel. Your wife, Heather. Prologue, present day. Will sat in the front row, knowing the room was full without turning to see. The unmistakable sense of people squeezing in tighter to pay their final respects and all the sorrowful tension that accompanied them filled the space with an awkward silence. He glanced down at his fingers. He'd rolled up the little leaflet, something he was sure one shouldn't do at a funeral. Will swallowed the lump in his throat. Grown men weren't supposed to cry. No worries. He was certain he could hold his emotions at a safe and reasonable distance. Until a tiny little hand slid into his palm.
Daddy, are you sad?
Giant dark eyes blinked on a small angelic face, now creased with a frown. It undid him. Will cleared his throat, a futile attempt to remove the surge wrecking his last shred of composure. Yes, baby. Daddy's sad. The frown deepened, causing her eyes to darken and fill with tears.
Then I'm sad too.
He reached down and scooped her into his arms. She strained to look in the casket, but only for a moment, then turned and wrapped her little arms around his neck. Will held her close. If not for the deceased, he wouldn't have his young treasure. Music filled the air. Short breaths warmed a spot on his shirt.
Daddy, she whispered, when we get home, will you tell me the story again about you and Mommy?
He tilted to look down at her face. Sure. He'd tell her 1,000 times if she wanted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?